up, everybody, and welcome back to the We Got Now podcast. I'm enjoying so much having seniors on our podcast every single Sunday. All these seniors are from Hardin Baptist Church. They're heavily involved in our student ministry, and it's such a blessing to get to come just interview them so that you can get to know them. You can get to know them as a friend in a relational way, but also as brothers and sisters in Christ, and hear about what God has done in their life. And so we have another senior on our senior spotlight here this morning, and that is JC Crowell. What's up, JC?
Hey!
JC is a senior at New Covenant, but that's all I want to say about you. I want you to reveal the rest. So let's just start with this. This is a good one for you. How long have you been at Hardin Baptist Church?
So I've been at Hardin ever since I was born, grown up in that church.
Okay, and why is that so?
My mom is the children's director at Hardin, so I've just always been involved. I didn't even have a choice not to go to church.
Yeah, which is a blessing, which we'll obviously get to.
Very much a blessing.
And so, yes, JC's mom is Shelly Crowell, children's director here at Hardin. Incredible dad, Justin, brothers. I'm sure we'll get to the whole thing there. But you also go to school at New Covenant. So tell me, you're a senior at New Covenant. What do you enjoy most about coming to school at New Covenant?
So it's definitely a smaller school, so the class sizes are small. And I feel like that just allows you to have a really good connection with everybody in your grade. And then the surrounding grades that you touch with, you get really close with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you very well, right? And I think a lot of our listeners probably know you very well. But for those who might not, we obviously see you at church all the time. We see you on Sundays. We see you on Wednesdays. But what are some things outside of church that you're involved in? Organizations, groups, things like that?
Yeah, so I play basketball for New Covenant, which is funny because of how short I am. But
same, yeah.
Yeah, I play basketball, so that's pretty big. And I'm the president of FFA.
Very
so
cool.
That's nice.
Okay, so basketball, FFA, very cool. I know you spend a lot of time with friends and family. So how would you describe yourself in just like three words or less? I've given this this question. It's a tough one. I've given this question to each of our seniors, and it's always hard. But I just want you to do your best here. Three words or less, who is JC Crowell?
I would say I'm very supportive of anybody. Like, if you just tell me what you're going to do, I'll be like, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's awesome.
I like to say I'm positive, I think. Just try and always keep a smile on the face.
Just a little bit. It's a little positive. No, you're really positive. Yes. Supportive and positive.
Motivated. Like, just get it done.
If I have something,
I'll try and get it done the fastest and easiest way, which can sometimes be my downfall. So, not downfall, but like, sometimes I'll have to redo stuff because I do it too fast.
Ah, okay. So you're just like a getter doner.
Yes, right?
Very much. You got a project. Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. So supportive, motivated. And what was the second one?
Positive.
Positive. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. You're positive. I've known JC for, I guess, 7 years now because obviously you've been in the church forever.
Mm-hmm.
Came on in 2019 as Nick Calhoun's intern, and I think that was your sixth grade year.
Yeah.
Right? So when you got into the ministry was really like my first my first internship under Nick there. So I've known you for 7 years, so I can absolutely say all those things are true. JC has always radiated a positivity and joy about her. And then soon after in middle school, things changed to a Jesus joy, which I can't wait to get to. But before we get to that, let's just do like a speed round of some of your favorite
things. All right.
Okay? Let's see. So I'm just going to ask you just some random stuff off the top of my head about what you may prefer or your favorites, and you just, whatever comes to your mind, that's your answer, okay? All right. So if you could go anywhere in the world on a vacation, money is no issue, just you and your family, and you get to choose, okay? Where are you taking your family?
Right now, the one that's just been, like, I've kind of been obsessed with lately is Switzerland.
Switzerland? Mm-hmm. Is there any reason?
Just the mountains and the beauty, God's creation. I've just always wanted to go there.
So. Absolutely. I would love to go anywhere in Europe, but Switzerland, yeah, that sounds great. Okay. What's your favorite song right now?
Oh.
Well, let's do this. Let's do worship song, and then we can just do, like, any song after that. Okay. So favorite worship song first.
Worship song. I love Josiah Queen. So pretty much any of his songs, I'll just listen to
yeah
all the time.
Yeah. Do you like the new Mount Zion
Yes. I album? Love his Adonai, just because it's kind of peaceful yes. and it's just it's truth. Yeah. So.
Is that your favorite Josiah Queen song, or do you have one other that might be top it?
I love his Promised Land.
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Okay, good. I love Josiah Queen. I'm really, really starting to love him even more as of late. So anything Josiah Queen, like that's your favorite worship song?
Oh, yes, 100%.
What about, do you listen to any other type of music outside of worship Christian music?
Occasionally, mm-hmm. I guess, like, normally what will just pop up on, like, my Spotify, I'll just listen to it, and it'll, like, come up, and I'm like, okay, I can sing this song, but not, like, anything specific right now.
I got you. Good. So let's talk sports a little bit, okay? So you're a basketball player, but you can't say basketball. It might not even be your favorite sport, but what is your favorite sport, if it is basketball other than basketball?
Ooh. It's a good question. I mean, basketball's the one I know the most about, and I understand it the most. Recently, Hudson's obsessed with football. So, like, if it's on, I still don't even know, like, half of the terms. So, I don't even know if I can even say football right now.
Yeah. No, but it's fun to watch.
But,
right?
Yeah, I'm starting to understand it.
Are you in the big pickleball movement? Are you a pickleballer?
I am awful at pickleball. Like, you can ask any of my friends. They're like, oh, yeah, JC sucks at pickleball.
Okay.
Like, I'll be partnered with someone and they'll want to switch with me. I'm that bad. But okay. I like playing it.
Yeah, it's a fun.
Never get the chance.
And I bet you have a smile the whole time. Oh, you don't want to be on my team? That's okay.
That's good.
I'll
understand.
Just go over here.
I'm pretty bad.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Books or movies?
I guess it just depends on the movie or the book.
Okay.
I love to read.
Okay.
But I can also just down and watch a movie.
Okay. If it's just like a Saturday night and you get to just hang out, would you rather turn on a movie or would you rather open a book?
Maybe a book.
Okay.
I guess it depends if there's something like I've really been wanting to watch this movie for a bit.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Yeah. What's your favorite book or book series?
Well, recently I just got done reading a book called My Dear Hemlock, and
okay.
it's a Christian book.
Cool.
And it's about, have you ever read The Screwtape Letters?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So it's about that, but it's for the female perspective.
Okay.
So that was really nice.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What about favorite book in the Bible?
Right now, I was reading, Hebrews, actually.
Ah.
I love Hebrews.
Yes. Which is also what we're going through
yes.
on Sunday
and
mornings.
I cannot wait.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
Yes. Jesus is better. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be there, I'm sure, for a while. So I'm looking forward to continuing that series on Sunday mornings. Let's think about in the youth world, you've been here, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously COVID was a big moment in there where we didn't get to meet physically for a little bit. But we've done a lot of different series. What's been your favorite youth series? And I'll rattle a few off just in case you've I think when you first got there, we did an apologetic series
in middle school.
Yeah, like this
I'm
has been like your
remember.
First semester, and that was like the first time I ever preached.
Sixth
it was like just
JC.
Over yeah just like an apologetic topic, so it was kind of tough there. But then we did, I want to say it was James. Okay, you've been through Judges, which was super interesting. You've probably been in seventh grade. You
yeah,
did
that was
Judges,
kind of.
Yes,
I remember that.
On Sunday mornings, once we did 1 Corinthians. You've done 1 and 2 Peter. Here recently, we've done Revelation, Final 24. We did Galatians, and now we're in Malachi and Daniel. So just off the top of your head, been like, I think that one sticks out the most as one that was my favorite.
Revelation, probably, just because I had no idea. I mean, I grew up in the church, but I didn't even know, like, what my stance on that was. So just having someone, like, talk through it and give me, like, the different, like, beliefs on it, that was pretty interesting.
Very cool. And that had been your sophomore year, right?
Yeah.
Because your junior year, Final 24, this year, Surrender Series.
Right.
So, cool. Revelation, yeah, that was one of my favorite series as well. All right, what's your favorite food?
I love Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheesesteaks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Do you eat Philly cheesesteaks a lot? I feel like that's something I just never actually get to sit down
normally
and
eat. Normally, it's only whenever, like, I think of it, or if I'm at a restaurant and it's on the menu, I'll be like, oh, yes, look
Philly
at that.
Philly cheesesteak, very cool. Okay, let's do one more here. What is just something that many people, maybe me, but definitely, like, the majority of people do not know about you? Maybe something random, maybe it's something just not very well known that you'd like us to know now.
This is really random.
Okay.
But it happened this morning. I like to eat my oatmeal dry.
Oatmeal dry. I've done that.
Yeah, it's
yes.
not that bad. bad.
It's not. It's better when you put milk in it.
Nah. I'll just eat it dry.
Just dry.
I prefer it dry.
Just dry. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, you're just popping the oats in there.
Yeah.
Is it just like just plain oats or is it like apples and cinnamon?
No, I'll put like apples and cinnamon in it. Or the package. I'll just eat out of the package because that has a lot of sugar in it, which probably isn't healthy for you. But.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I've done that. So are you an oatmeal fan?
Yeah.
Is it just recently you've done the dry oatmeal?
I've done it for the past 2-3 years, and my family makes fun of me for it. But
yeah,
I'll still like it.
There'll be more that make fun of me now that everyone knows.
Yeah.
But so Caitlin thinks I'm weird. She puts water in her oatmeal. I put milk in mine, and I think it's weird that she puts water in it. Do you have a stance there? Is it like?
I've never put it's milk better dry. In my oatmeal. Yeah, no, it's definitely better dry. No. I've never put milk in my oatmeal. I always do water. I didn't know milk was an option.
That's all I've ever known. And then I married her and she put water in it and I thought she was crazy.
Well, in my house, Caleb's dairy free, which is my brother. So yes. We just never really had milk. So it's always been water.
Very good. That's a good transition there to your family life. Because obviously we're going to get into your spiritual life. But I think obviously by God's grace and by God's design, your family life has played a big role in your spiritual 100%. Life. And so first, just kind of tell us about your family. Broad question.
So I have my mom and my dad, and then I live with two younger brothers. So Caleb is a 10th grader this year, and Hudson's in 5th grade.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And you guys are super close.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things, just about mom and dad in particular, that you're just looking back on as a senior, which we'll get into, go off to college, I think, and – local. We'll talk about it all. But what are some things about your mom and dad that you just look back on and just are so thankful for?
I mean, this one's kind of obvious, but they really did just teach the Bible throughout my whole life.
Amen.
From like the Jesus storybook to, hey, let's like prayer before bed. And it was just, they showed me the Lord before I even realized that like
Amen.
They were preaching the gospel to me.
Amen. And there's no doubt about it. They love Jesus.
Yes. 100%.
They're walking the walk, they're talking the talk, and who they are in public is who they are in private.
Yes.
And man, you just seen that your whole life, and it's just such a blessing. So let's get into that, because obviously you were born into a Christian family, but you were not born a Christian. We're all born separated from God, dead in sin, and it takes a supernatural act of mercy and grace for God to intervene in our lives and rescue us from our sin. And so tell us how that happened for you. How did you come to Christ?
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian family, and I just had a Christian surrounding. My parents both love the Lord. My grandparents love the Lord.
Amen.
My great-grandparents even love the Lord. So it was just kind of something where, like, everywhere I went was just, I was surrounded by Christ-loving people, even at school.
Amen.
So I guess I just grew up knowing all the right Bible, Sunday school answers, and I kind of prided myself on that. I was like, yeah, I know the answers, and that was something that, like, I liked people to know about me, that I was like, oh, yeah, I can answer those questions. I can say Jesus on anything, but as I grew up, it was kind of something where it's like, I always knew I wasn't a Christian, because I was like, I kind of knew that, like, you had to say, like, this prayer, and then you had to get baptized, and it was like, yeah, that hasn't happened to me yet, but if anybody were to ever ask me if I was saved, I would answer like, yes, or no, I'm not saved, but I'm working on it. I'm this close. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I've been reading my Bible lately, so it's going to happen anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And that's just not the mindset that someone who loves the Lord has. So I kind of just went throughout my elementary and then early middle school life just being fine saying, I'm getting closer to God, but it's going to happen soon. You know, just putting all the stress and work on myself that I'm going to work my way to Christ. And it wasn't really until one Sunday school sermon, I was like going to church, like I always done. And this one was about talking, being numb to the gospel. And I just remember this feeling that, oh my gosh, I'm numb to the gospel. I have been taught the gospel my whole life, and I never listened to it. So I remember just having that feeling and being like, okay, well, what am I going to do about it now? And I didn't really want to do anything about it. I was like, well, it's worked for me now, so it's going to be fine. And it wasn't until I got home after church and my dad, he came and asked me just questions about salvation. And I was like, where is this coming from? You know, like, I've asked that before, but it was just something like, how did this happen on the same day that I'm questioning my salvation, or like if I knew the Lord or not. And that was just something where it was like, I did admit, I was like, I know I'm not a Christian, and I just didn't know what I needed to do to become a Christian. So that was whenever my dad and eventually my mom came in, and they just spoke the gospel to me straight. And that was the first time where the Lord opened my eyes to it. And I surrendered my life to Jesus that night. And it was amazing. And it's never been the same since.
Amen. And correct me if I'm wrong, was that seventh grade?
Yes, this was seventh grade year.
Okay, seventh grade, it was like around like winter time.
It was March.
Okay, March. Okay, okay. Good. Wow. Praise God. Yeah. That's an incredible story of just, and I think it's so easy for all of us to fall into this mindset of there is something I can do. There is a goodness I can attain to be good enough to earn God's love and favor and salvation. But in reality, it's not true, right? He does all the work. Mm-hmm. He finished the work on the cross. And so that day, you rested in that rather than saying, like, I'm going to keep trying and trying and trying. I'm going to keep working on it.
Like,
no, God's already done
and
that work.
It was just a weight off of me once I was like, I can't do it. It's all up to God. God's got it.
Amen. And I can testify ever since that day, you've always been, again, this upbeat, very positive, good girl. But that day, everything changed.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about a little bit about that. Because I was in seventh grade. Now you're a senior. And so what are some major ways you've seen the Lord change your heart and just ways that your life is different now versus when it was when you may have been trying to earn it or trying to just be good? How is it different now?
One way was just before Christ, I was trying to be like a happy person just because I knew people liked that. And I was like, oh, people are happy with that, so I'm going to keep on doing that. But now it's because of my joy in the Lord.
Amen.
And that's like Christ. I want people to say, like, whenever they look at JC, to be like, oh man, Christ is shining through her with her joy. So that's something that's been definitely something that's like changed through it or since I've come to Christ.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jesus absolutely does shine through you. One of the things I always leave Maddox with before he gets out for kindergarten, just, hey, buddy, be a light for Jesus today.
Yes.
And I think that's what you are, like every single day, just a light for Jesus. And I think I've told you this, right? Like, I have two little girls, Baylor and Charlie. And if there's anyone that I would love for them to just look up to, it'd be you. And there's several more as well, but you're one of them as well. And so I appreciate you so much. So thankful for you and just so thankful to the Lord that he has rescued us both out of the dominion of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. And so let's talk about the present. Okay. What's some things as a senior in high school, you can go back to this past summer, maybe even your junior year, that the Lord has taught you recently?
It's something that, just through prayer, just loving, talking to God through prayer, because it was a journey to get to praying with the Lord for me. It was something, as soon as I came to Christ, I didn't do it regularly. I kind of did it when I needed something from him. And it wasn't until, I think it was my 10th grade year, I just felt very lonely. I was like, who am I going to talk to? I didn't really have a good Christian group surrounding. And it was something like, I think it was just like, oh, I need to pray for my Lord, pray to God. So then that kind of just changed my idea around prayer and how, instead of, you know, asking God for needing, just like talking to God and saying like, God, what are you going to, like, how are you going to help me through this? And I mean, kind of like we've talked about, instead of complaining to God, lamenting to him and just being like, God, I need help.
Yes.
I feel alone and I know you're here with me.
Yeah.
So just something through prayer, it was like, I used to always treat it as something that you had to do very exact, you know, through the Axe diagram. And I think that's a good way to start, but I just definitely made it like, you're praying the wrong way if you don't do it this way. And that's just not, that's not what prayer is.
That's
it's talking to your Lord. And
that's
learned as I've grown in prayer with the Lord that eventually the aspects of Axe will come in. You'll like praise the Lord. You will, you know, what is it? You will talk to the Lord through it, and it's just
amen. I think that is a area of like the Christian life that most, if not all, followers of Jesus want to continue to grow mm-hmm. in. And I'm still growing in just the desire and the repetition and the authenticity of praying to my Father. And I think what's helped me so much is just remembering that He is my Father. And so and being a dad has changed so much for me. Just like I want my kids to come up and tell me everything, right? I want them to cry to me. Mm-hmm. I want them to say, hey, I don't like how this went. I want them to say, hey, this happened today at school and it really hurt my feelings. Like, I'm never like, why are you talking to me? Yeah. Like, and why didn't you say this? Because you're supposed to be talking about this right now. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I just want them to come and say whatever they want to me. Just talk.
Yeah.
And it's the exact same way with our Heavenly Father. How much more, in fact, like, he just wants to talk.
Yeah.
And He has spoken to us through His Word, and now we get the privilege of mm-hmm. just going to Him any hour of the day, and our Father is giving us His listening ear.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. So prayer is a spiritual habit, a spiritual discipline that
yes.
the Lord is just really, really mm-hmm. Teaching you and you're growing in. We went through, and I've asked everyone this question here, we've went through a series last semester at Sunday school. Maybe it was two ago. I can't remember. But we went through spiritual habits. Mm-hmm. So prayer is one of those spiritual 100%. Habits. Is there any other spiritual habits that you have just really fallen in love with and have seen the Lord... and maybe it's like a daily one. Maybe it's one that's like, hey, it just happens every week or every mm-hmm. month or every year. A spiritual habit that you've done that the Lord has really grown you in.
Silence and solitude is definitely one, because it was something when you talked about it, I didn't even know it was a spiritual discipline. I was like, what is this? I don't know. And it's something that I've just kind of grown in loving, like what God can show me through this silence and solitude. Mm-hmm. I like to do it just going on a walk, and over the summer I got really into it, just going for a walk and having yeah. like that time just to where it's like silence and solitude with the Lord, and He's kind of just showing me, because you get to see nature.
Yes.
It's just something like God's praise through nature is incredible.
Yes.
So that's Amen. Something that,
so now we're in a series called Friends of Jesus, mm-hmm. and you're the first one I'm going to ask this, but
okay.
I feel like we're deep enough in it, I think. So for you listeners, we're doing a series, Friends of Jesus, where the whole idea is we're learning about some of the closest friends of Jesus during His life and ministry in order that we may be a close friend of Jesus, so that we may draw near to Jesus. And so we've done John the Baptist, we've done Peter, we've done Andrew, we've done James and John, and last week we did Philip. This week we're doing Nathaniel, who I love.
Okay.
But based on like the five or six we've mm-hmm. done, is there a friend of Jesus that you've really resonated with, or God has just really drawn you closer to Him as a result of learning about this friend?
Definitely Andrew.
Yes.
I think he wasn't one of Jesus's like closest. He wasn't in like His circle.
The inner circle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he definitely, like, you could see him shining through Christ through it.
That's right.
He was kind of a silent leader.
Yeah.
And I think that's something where it's like the humility he had mm-hmm. to do that. And he was like, just something where it's like, oh my goodness, like being humble is just yeah. something that, I mean, I definitely have a pride problem where it's like just looking around, seeing,
yeah.
you know, like how God's working in other people's lives. I'm like, how is God working in my life compared to them? And just something like Andrew used his gifts and the place he was in
that's right.
right now to shine for Christ. And that's something mm-hmm. that, kind of just been, he taught me a lot about that.
Amen. Yeah, I was blown away and really encouraged how many students loved Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Because Andrew, like, one of the things we kind of repeated at the end was like, he was faithfulness over fame. Like, no
right.
one knows Andrew.
Uh-huh.
But then we spent an hour learning about him. It's like, this guy's awesome.
He is awesome.
He's faithful. He loves Jesus. Mm-hmm. He wasn't envious of Peter, so far as we know. And we know he's not now.
Yeah.
he's good. He's like, mm-hmm. yeah, everything's good. And so, yeah, I loved Andrew as well. Let's talk about some people in your life, some friends of yours that have just really impacted you for Christ. And you've talked about your mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
and they're number one,
yes.
1A and 1B.
Uh-huh.
They have impacted you for Christ. They've taught you the Bible since you were a baby. They've lived for Jesus. And without a doubt, they have impacted you for Christ more than anyone else on this earth. Who are some other people? Maybe it is peers, maybe it's leaders, maybe it's people within the church who have also impacted you for Christ.
Definitely you, just having someone who's always there just teaching the Bible word by word, verse by verse is something that's just encouraging, and it's you're such a great role model to have.
Thank you.
I think everybody's so thankful to have you as our youth pastor. We're so blessed.
I appreciate that,
Maggie also. Yes. Pretty sure every girl said it so far.
I think so.
She was the first person who taught me like what a Bible study or a D group was. So she was my first D group, and that was just amazing. What all she taught me through that.
We miss her too.
Miss her so much. And my current D group leader, Mariah Wilson.
Yes.
I love her so much. She's just someone who's willing to ask the hard questions and really just to get deep with you, and someone who's like willing to walk life for you, with you, and just always there for you. I love her so much. Then my D group, we've gotten really close over these. I guess it's been a year now.
Yeah.
So that's just been amazing. And I'm hopefully these girls are going to be someone that I can just talk to 20 years from now about life. And then definitely Kate Taylor. She's a friend who's now a freshman in college. And last year she was in, we had classes together as a senior and junior, and that was just something so great just to talk to her about some hard topics with. Yeah, so
absolutely. Wow. Praise the Lord. And I'm sure we could go. We could go on and on and
100%.
On. So many people have impacted us for Jesus. But yeah, giving those people a shout out, that's incredible. So let's end, as we have on these senior spotlights, with looking back and looking forward. Okay. So first thing I want to do is I want to look back, and I want you to think of your younger self. Okay. Maybe it's that sixth grade JC. Or maybe it's that she just came to Christ in seventh grade, and senior JC is much more mature in Christ, is carrying much more wisdom and experience and affections for the Lord. What's some advice you would give her?
You can't cover up your sins by being, quote-unquote, religious.
Wow,
having all, the Christian background. That's not what saves you. And you can't cover up your sin by reading your Bible or saying you're praying to the Lord.
That's right. There's but one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ, yes.
No amount of good works, no amount of running can atone for our sin problem. But by God's grace, He has sent us Jesus, His Son, to die in our place and to raise from the dead so that we could be counted free.
Right.
And forgiven and adopted into His family. So amen. That is incredible. Now, let's look forward. Okay? You're a senior at New Covenant. Mm-hmm. A graduation. It's still a little bit of ways, but it'll be here,
it's
Lord
coming.
Willing, very soon. Okay? What's next? What does JC do after high school?
Right now, it's looking like I'm going to attend Murray State.
Amen.
Hopefully for occupational therapy. Okay. That's something that's really just... I've started to love recently through some of the internships that I've been doing. So that's what it's looking like right now.
Okay.
If not, then the Lord chooses a different direction, I would follow Him happily.
Amen. So what are some things? Because I'm just going to go on record here to say I want as many of our seniors to go to Murray State as possible.
Yeah.
Why? Because you get to be a part of our college ministry, which is incredible. You get to continue to be a member a member and an attender just regularly of Hardin Baptist Church, which I'm partial towards.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible education. I love Murray State. So what are some, and maybe I stole your reasons, I don't know. What are some reasons, because I know there's been some other interest and you're willing to follow the Lord anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some reasons that Murray State has really gotten your attention and you feel like the Lord could be leading you there?
Well, just the difference, number one, it's a college, so that's just a difference from New Covenant right now, but also because there's so many people there who they don't know the Lord, and I think that's something I've been kind of sheltered here at New Covenant, where everybody knows who Jesus is, and by all means, that does not mean that they're saved, but I think at Murray State, there's so many people who, they don't know all the things about the Bible or Jesus, and something that I feel like they're... that I could just talk to them about it and show them the light of Christ through that has something that's really been an interest.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so excited to see whatever the Lord does, because I know this, whatever He does, wherever He calls you, you're going to be faithful, and the kingdom of God is going to grow and be edified and be encouraged by your smile, by your joy, by your voice. And so whatever it is here, JC, you have an entire church that is thrilled and happy and praying for you every step of the way. So thank you for coming on the We Got Now podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, church, for listening to another Senior Spotlight. We'll be back next week for another. We'll see you then. Peace.